Mesechta Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Shir Eserek HaKotan, the minimum size of an Eserek, Rabbi Meir says, is Ka'ega, is like the size of a nut. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kabetza, it's the size of an egg. Uvagadol, and the maximum size of an Eserek, Kidei Shieches Shnaim B'yaday Achas, that he can hold two of them in one hand. Divid Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And the Gemara explains the reason for his opinion is that we know that you're going to have to hold the lulav and esrog together, and we're afraid you're going to have to hold them together in one hand at some point in time, and you're going to land up dropping one and causing it to be puzzle. And so therefore we said don't make it too big so you can hold two things in one hand. And as a matter of fact, the Ran changes the girsa of the Mishnah to read not Kedei Shieches Shnaim B'yaday Achas, so that you can hold two esrogim in one hand, but Kedei so that you can hold the two of them, meaning the esrog and the bundle consisting of the lulav, hadassim, and ravas, in one hand. On the other hand, Rabbi Yosi Omer, afilu echad b'shtei yadav, even if you need two hands to hold the esrog, that's kosher. Mishnah Ches, ein oigdin es halulav ela b'minay. You should not bind the lulav to the hadassim and the aravas, unless you bind it with its own species, meaning with lulav, with pieces of lulav. Divir Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. And Rabbi Yehuda bases his shita on a drasha by which he learns that there's a chiyuv of eged in the mitzvah of lulav, that as part of the mitzvah, you actually have to bind the lulav to the hadassim and the aravas. And because this is an integral part of the mitzvah, you must use a piece of lulav for this. Because if you use a different min, let's say you use the piece of hemp to tie them together, you would be over on Baal Taisif, on the iser against adding things to the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is arba minim, not chamisha minim. Rabbi Meir disagrees, and he says, afil b'mishicha, even with a piece of cord, you can bind the lulav to the hadassim and the aravas. And Rabbi Meir's reason is that he holds there is no mitzvah of eged. Tying the lulav to the hadassim and aravas is not part of the mitzvah of the arba minim. Therefore, if you use another substance to do this, it's not baal tais, if you're not adding anything to the mitzvah, because binding them together is not part of the mitzvah. Rabbi Meir says, he brings a riot to his opinion, Maisa ba'anshei Yerushalayim, there's a story with the men of Yerushalayim, Shehayu oigdin es lulveihem begimonios shel zahav. They would tie up their lulavim with threads of gold. And so you see, they were using material not made out of lulav to hold the arba minim together. Amrulai, they said back to Rabbi Meir, that's not a raya, because b'minai hayu oigdin oisei milmata. Underneath that gold thread was actually pieces of lulav that was actually binding them together. So what was actually binding the minim together was lulav, and the gold thread was just decoration on top of the binding.